2NURFM 103.7. Something we do not like to think about is cancer of any kind. And this morning we're going to have a look at gastrointestinal cancer and some research that's happening there at the moment by way of a Barefoot Bowls Day. So that will be fun. The organiser of the event that will be happening at Murray with the Bowling Club is Kim Barry. And good morning, Kim, at the moment. How many people do we know are actually suffering from this type of cancer?
Well, the actual figures are a little bit difficult, but we do know that one Australian dies every 45 minutes from one of these cancers.
So, Kim, gastrointestinal cancer is a very broad term, but that does make up a whole suite of cancers on their own, doesn't it?
So there's bowel, stomach, pancreatic, esophageal, liver, and small and large intestinal cancers.
So this really does affect a lot of people, and with that survival rate at around 30%, we'd like to see that improve, wouldn't we?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, even to the point where we've met a young girl who was at the time 16 who had a pancreatic tumour, and I've recently met a young family and he's only in his 30s with bowel and liver cancer. So it's not targeted to anyone in particular, it just can go absolutely anywhere. Mm-hmm. And it's quite sad because unfortunately the cancers are not always found early enough for survival. The survival rate is about 30%.
So if our survival rate is around 30%, would that potentially say that if people were getting diagnosed earlier, that would be bumped up a little higher?
Absolutely. The earlier we can get people diagnosed, the better treatments they can have, and that's where the research comes into it.
So the research that's happening here in the Hunter, that is where your organisation comes in, because of the fundraising events that you take part in, the research does stay very close to home, doesn't it?
Absolutely. We are an independent charity, so we do the funding for like ourselves. But then we donate the money back up to the surgeons at the John Hunter Hospital. They then use this money for their pilot studies, and that then gives them results to go on and get higher funding for the bigger studies.
So that is something really fantastic to know, that all the money is staying local, and we've got some great guys and girls doing some great research right here in the Hunter. Now, how we can get involved very shortly is by way of the Barefoot Bowls Day. So that's always a bit of fun, you know, kick back a drink or two, and it doesn't really matter if you win or not, does it?
No, because we're not really making it a competitive night. We're making it a social night for people to come along and just make new friends and have a good night. The cost is $20 per head, which gives you one free sausage, a free soft drink, and unlimited bowls for the night. We'll have probably have extra sausages available and that on the night as well as soft drink. Plus, you can also go to the bar if you want to have a beer or another drink that we just can't provide on the evening.
Kim, I know you said it wasn't much of a competitive night, but are you any good at lawn bowls yourself?
Well, after my birthday party, no. Which is why we're not making it competitive.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
So you're not very good. You're making the rules, so there really aren't any rules now.
No rules. Just come and have fun.
You'd gone to the bar first. You got it the wrong way around, didn't you?
I don't drink.
So you haven't got an excuse.
To the bar.
What excuse do you have? None.
Nothing at all. We just thought after my birthday party there that this would be a good fundraiser for the charity. Hopefully I'd do better.
Oh, look, well, at least you've had a practice run at your birthday party. Hopefully you'll be a little bit more focused. It is a Barefoot Bowls Day, and as we've discovered this morning, Kim, it will be a whole lot of fun for a very serious cause, raising some awareness and funds for gastrointestinal cancer research right here in the Hunter. Kim, thanks for putting on the event, and thanks for your time this morning.
Yes.
Thank you, Kim, and we've got some details on the event at 2NURFM.com and our morning show page. It's 22 past 11.